Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. New Year's Eve is just around the corner, so time for the best of lists. Once again, the Cassandras are predicting the end of movies, the end of Hollywood, the death of movies. Certainly, it's been a trying year. Politically, the change in U.S. president, who shall not be named, combined with the widespread use of social networking as a news source, has led to a widespread attack on journalistic integrity. And the exposure of sexual harassment in movies and TV means a loss of credibility in the Hollywood infrastructure. Brexit, if it goes through, could damage cultural production in both Europe and the UK. Meanwhile, the big studios are consolidating like crazy. Disney just bought Fox and Time Warner Comcast. Merger is in the works. Net neutrality is out the window. Finally, the big studios are releasing their movie plans years in advance and seem to consist solely of cartoons, space movies, superhero comic books, and comedies based on terrible TV shows. And in Canada, the government signed a sweetheart deal with Netflix saying the media giant should produce Canadian content, but only if they feel like it. No pressure and no tax on your Netflix bill. Sounds awful, doesn't it? Then how come there are so many absolutely fantastic movies this year? So many I can't possibly put all the great ones even on my list of best for 2017. But here goes in no particular order. Well, sort of an order. My list of movies that played in Toronto either in theaters or at film festivals in 2017. These are all movies that moved me, surprised me, or delighted me in some way. First, two movies that were made the previous year but finally reached the big screen in Toronto in 2017. I, Daniel Blake, is Ken Loach's deeply moving look at an ordinary guy screwed by British austerity measures. Certain Women is Kelly Reichardt's look at women out west who don't quite get it right. And honorable mentions to the surprising crime drama Good Times, the subtle A Ghost Story, and the very funny Wilson. Here's some genre movies I like this year. Get Out is a dryly funny and satiric horror movie played out against the backdrop of the American racial divide. That's Get Out. Veronica is a Spanish movie set in the early 1990s about a teenage girl at Catholic school who lets loose demons when she plays with a Ouija board during a solar eclipse. This is a fun one. Okay, next come some fantastic movies that open in the fall and are still playing now. Look out for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, a cutely violent story about a woman played by Frances McDormand trying to bring to justice the unknown killer of her daughter. Call Me By Your Name is a flawless take on First Love in Italy in the early 1980s. And watch out, it's not the sappy sentimental story it looks like in the trailer, but an intelligent and subtle drama. Call Me By Your Name. The Shape of Water. Oh, what a great movie about a mute cleaning woman working in a government lab in the Cold War 1960s who falls in love with a man who's part fish. There are many, many other great movies like Lady Bird, Florida Project, Wonderstruck, Happy End, Thelma, BPM and the Square that also should be mentioned. I'm leaving quite a few off that list too. Finally, here's some movies that are either scheduled for release in the new year or should be opening soon that you have to see when they come out. Lean on Pete is a touching, realistic tale of a kid and the horse he takes care of who's set off in a journey in unknown territory. It's called Lean on Pete. Loveless is a heart-wrenching story of a kid in Moscow who runs away from home after he overhears his parents say neither of them want him. Foxtrot is a sharply satiric comedy drama that looks at a middle-aged couple who discover their son, who works at a military checkpoint might be dead. A Fantastic Woman is about a woman whose life falls apart when her lover dies and his family discovers she's trans. Sweet Country is set in the Australian outback in the early 20th century. It's a classic Western, but told for once from the point of view of the indigenous characters. Sweet Country. And finally, The Captain is a fast-moving, jaw-dropping, absurdist drama about a German deserter at the end of World War II who puts on an officer's uniform and totally changes his identity, status, and sense of morality. It's called The Captain. Usual, I had a whole year to decide which movies are my favorite, but I end up scribbling down my choices right before I'm recording this right now, so I'm sure I left out a lot of great movies, but hopefully you'll catch some of the ones I mentioned. So once again, here's the list in reverse order. The Captain, Sweet Country, A Fantastic Woman, Foxtrot, Loveless, Lean on Pete, The Shape of Water, Call Me by Your Name, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, Veronica, Get Out, Certain Women, and I, Daniel Blake. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.